Welcome to Any Questions. I'm Ian Pickus. Joining us, our resident quizzer, Mike Nothnagel. Hey, Mike.
Hello once again, Ian.
And Mike, last week you left us with a challenge about being lost in the woods.
I did. I said, think of a six-letter word that names a person you'd be happy to see if you were lost in the woods. Add ST to the beginning, and you'll get a new word that names a person you probably wouldn't be happy to see if you were lost in the woods. Who are the people?
Well, I went under a giant oak and thought about a ranger and a saint or stranger. A saint ranger.
Saint ranger, that's right. Yes, ranger to stranger is correct. Ian, June 1st is my birthday. So I thought it would be fun to do a quiz about famous people who were also born on June 1st, my birthday.
So indulgent.
I know.
Happy birthday, Mike.
Thank you. I'm all of 23 years old.
I thought you were a math teacher.
First up, the 1939 film in which Frank Morgan, born on June 1st, 1890, plays five different roles, including Professor Marvel, the Emerald City's gatekeeper, and the title role.
Well, that's a question of a different color, The Wizard of Oz.
That is correct. Pay no attention to the host behind the curtain.
Well, don't worry, I'm not.
The leader in the Latter-day Saints movement who became the first governor of the Utah Territory.
I'll have to guess Brigham Young.
That is correct. Also the namesake of a university in Utah, and Mr. Young was born on June 1st, 1801. The three-word nickname for David Berkowitz, born June 1st, 1953, the notorious serial killer who terrorized New York City in 1976 and 1977.
He was the Son of Sam killer.
That is correct. The 1983 television miniseries, based on a novel by Colleen McCullough, born June 1st, 1937, starring Richard Chamberlain as a priest who befriends an Australian family living in the outback.
Hmm. I guess I've got more reading and more watching to do because I don't know this one.
The answer is The Thornbirds.
Ah.
And finally, the winner of the 2004 Academy Award for his supporting role in Million Dollar Baby and the narrator of the documentary March of the Penguins.
Boy, I wish I could talk like Morgan Freeman.
Don't you? Don't you really? Born June 1st, 1937, same day as Ms. Colleen McCullough.
Well, I hope you and Morgan and the rest of those answers have many more birthdays to come.
Well, I appreciate that. Well, Ian only went 4 for 5 this week. We'll put an extra candle on my birthday cake for that missed answer. How well did you do? Quiz at WAMC.org.
Or go to WAMC.org/anyquestions for some extra credit questions, or to take another look at this week's challenge, which I leave to the birthday boy.
Start with the name Pat Boone. He was born June 1st, 1934. Change one letter to a C, then rearrange the result to spell two things many superheroes wear. What are they? So again, start with the name Pat Boone, P-A-T-B-O-O-N-E. Change one letter to a C, then rearrange the result to spell two things many superheroes wear. What are they?
Mike Nothnagel is Associate Professor of Mathematics at the Culinary Institute of America and a crossword constructor for the New York Times, Games Magazine, and other venues. Any Questions is a production of WAMC Northeast Public Radio. Mike, I'll be thinking on that challenge. Talk to you soon.
I will see you next week, Ian.